Hey, good morning. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad to have you here on this fine, fine Tuesday morning. We are about 10 minutes away from doing Song of the Day, so make sure you stay tuned for that. It's your chance to decide who's got the best theme, like the song choice.
So, well, I have to say, I have a shot at winning, maybe, because producer Porkchop is gone, and he always wins, usually. He dominates.
Well, and here's the thing, though, too. There's Porkchop, and then we have, like, Rosie, our little robot.
She's like, so cute.
So, like...
Love you, Rosie.
So I don't know if there's conspiracies like where they work together. It'll be so interesting to see how the results come out this week. That's all I'm saying.
I think they have a crush on each other.
They do.
So she's probably going to be really lonely this week.
It's so wrong, but it's so right. Just be careful. That's a USB spot. All right, now check this out. A student pilot lands a plane after the instructor passes out during his first lesson.
What?
Yes, Max Sylvester had never landed a plane in his life when he was forced to take control of the two-seater craft and guide it safely to the ground in Australia with the help of only an air traffic controller. Here's some of the exchange. I'll kind of read it to you. The controller: do you know how to operate the airplane? Max: this is my first lesson.
Oh my.
Controller: your instructor at the moment, are they unconscious? Max: he's leaning over my shoulder and kind of heavy. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
So he's mid-air.
Yes, and his guy is having some kind of medical emergency like an hour into this training lesson. First time he's ever been flying a Cessna. He's a married father of three. Max had taken two other lessons before, but this was his first, as I mentioned, in a Cessna aircraft. He called the high-altitude emergency a fight or flight scenario, saying adrenaline and all this study prep kicked in when disaster struck. He said, what kept me alive was my studying. That definitely saved me. If I hadn't studied, we wouldn't be here. It's as simple as that. So he ended up talking to the air traffic controller. He had a basic idea, but he never flew this plane before. It's his first lesson.
That is wild. Think about when we stress, if, I don't know, a button goes off or we play the wrong song. Think about this high-pressure situation. And this kid, cool as a cucumber.
This is one of those things where it's like, you know what? I don't think I'd ever fly again. And he said he thinks he's not, he might, because he thinks it's almost a sign. If you were him, would you try to fly again? Or would you be like, you know what? I'm going to hang up my my wing pilots. I'm done.
So they landed and they were fine.
Yes. The guy, the actual instructor, is in the hospital. We don't have an update, and he didn't update saying if he lived or died or what. Hopefully he's okay.
Yes.
But it doesn't sound really good. But either way, the man that landed the plane the first time flying is okay. Would you, Mackenzie, fly again after that?
Absolutely. I mean, he's already been in the pressure cooker. You'd think it would be smooth flying after that.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, you know what? That was my one chance. I don't even think I'd let a pilot fly me. I'm like, I'm going to have to be in a train or a car.
Okay, if you were surfing and a shark bit off your leg, would you never go in the water again? Because you always hear those stories about people that they get right back in the water.
That's totally different. If a shark bit off my leg, I'm going to track him down. Like, I want my leg back. Like, I'm coming okay. from it. It's going to be like Happy Gilmore and Chubbs. You will pay for your crime, Mr. Shark.
Interesting.
Yes. All right. That is a very, very scary situation. The latest in Hurricane Dorian, a UPS driver is having a hard time delivering his packages, and a mouse on the loose at a Whataburger. Joe's Need to Know News. We'll explain all that next.